Former Congressman George Santos pleads guilty to fraud and identity theft. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Public Affairs. Former U.S. Representative George Anthony Devolder Santos pleaded guilty today to committing wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. In pleading guilty, Santos, 36, of Queens, New York, admitted he filed fraudulent FEC reports, embezzled funds from campaign donors, charged credit cards without authorization, stole identities, obtained unemployment benefits through fraud, and lied in reports to the House of Representatives. As part of his campaign for election to the U.S. House of Representatives, George Santos committed fraud and identity theft, and lied to the American people about his personal finances and campaign supporters, said Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri, head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. In doing so, Santos violated laws designed to ensure that the public has accurate information about the personal finances of individuals who seek to represent them in Congress and how their political campaigns are funded. The transparency and accuracy that these laws require are essential to the integrity of the election process, and today's conviction is proof that the Criminal Division is committed to enforcing them. Today, for what may seem like the first time since he started his campaign for Congress, Mr. Santos told the truth about his criminal schemes. He admitted to lying, stealing and conning people, said U.S. Attorney Brian Peace for the Eastern District of New York. By pleading guilty, Mr. Santos has acknowledged that he repeatedly defrauded federal and state government institutions as well as his own family, supporters and constituents. His flagrant and disgraceful conduct has been exposed and will be punished. Mr. Santos's conviction demonstrates this office's enduring commitment to rooting out corruption and grift by public officials. Today, George Santos admitted that he did in fact lie, cheat, and steal his way to elected office, said Acting Assistant Director in Charge Christy M. Curtis of the FBI's New York field office. When public officials place their self-interests above those they swore an oath to serve, it undermines confidence in our system of government and damages the very foundation of our democracy. The FBI is committed to investigating and eradicating public corruption, no matter the form it takes. George Santos lied to his constituents, cheated his supporters and quite simply made a mockery of his position in public office, said Agent in Charge Thomas M. Fattoruso of IRS Criminal Investigations New York. Today's guilty plea is a step towards getting justice for those he has wronged. IRSC New York worked closely with the Eastern District of New York, the FBI and Nassau County DA's office to ensure that Santos faces the consequences for his years of fraud and deceit, because corruption is not to be tolerated. The party program scheme. During the 2022 election cycle, Santos was a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in New York's 3rd Congressional District. Nancy Marks, who pleaded guilty in October 2023 to related conduct, was the treasurer for his campaign committee, Devolder Santos for Congress. During the election cycle, Santos and Marks devised and executed a fraudulent scheme to obtain money for the campaign by submitting materially false reports to the Federal Election Commission, FEC, on behalf of the campaign, in which they inflated the campaign's fundraising numbers for the purpose of misleading the FEC, a national party committee, and the public. Specifically, the purpose of the scheme was to ensure that Santos and his campaign qualified for a program administered by the National Party Committee, pursuant to which the National Party Committee would provide financial and logistical support to Santos's campaign. To qualify for the program, Santos had to demonstrate that his congressional campaign had raised at least $250,000 from third-party contributors in a single quarter. To create the public appearance that his campaign had met that financial benchmark and was otherwise financially viable, Santos and Marks agreed to falsely report to the FEC that at least 10 family members of Santos and Marks had made significant financial contributions to the campaign. In fact, Santos and Marks both knew that these individuals had neither made the reported contributions nor given authorization for their personal information to be included in such false public reports. In addition, understanding that the National Party Committee relied on FEC fundraising data to evaluate candidates' qualification for the program, Santos and Marks agreed to falsely report to the FEC that Santos had loaned the campaign significant sums of money, when, in fact, Santos had not made the reported loans and, at the time the loans were reported, did not have the funds necessary to make such loans. These false reported loans included a $500,000 loan, when in fact Santos had less than $8,000 in his personal and business bank accounts. Through the execution of this scheme, Santos and Marks ensured that Santos met the necessary financial benchmarks to qualify for the program administered by the National Party Committee. As a result of qualifying for the program, the congressional campaign received significant financial support. As part of his plea agreement, Santos stipulated that he had engaged in the below additional criminal conduct, as set forth in the second superseding indictment and other court filings, and agreed that this criminal conduct will be considered by the court at the time of sentencing. The credit card fraud scheme. Between approximately July 2020 and October 2022, Santos devised and executed a fraudulent scheme to steal the personal identity and financial information of contributors to his campaign. He then charged contributors' credit cards repeatedly, without their authorization. Because of these unauthorized transactions, funds were transferred to Santos's campaign, to the campaigns of other candidates for elected office, and to his own bank account. To conceal the true source of these funds and to circumvent campaign contribution limits, Santos falsely represented in filings with the FEC that some of the campaign contributions were made by other persons, such as his relatives or associates, rather than the true cardholders. Santos did not have authorization to use their names in this way. Fraudulent political contribution solicitation scheme. Beginning in September 2022, during his successful campaign for Congress, Santos operated a limited liability company, Company No. 1, through which he defrauded prospective political supporters. Santos enlisted a Queens-based political consultant, Person No. 1, to communicate with prospective donors on Santos's behalf. Santos directed Person No. 1 to falsely tell donors that, among other things, their money would be used to help elect Santos to the House, including by purchasing television advertisements. In reliance on these false statements, two supporters, Contributor No. 1 and Contributor No. 2, each transferred $25,000 to Company No. 1's bank account, which Santos controlled. Shortly after the funds were received into Company No. 1's bank account, the money was transferred into Santos's personal bank accounts, in one instance laundered through two of Santos's personal accounts. Santos then used much of that money for personal expenses. Among other things, Santos used the funds to make personal purchases, including of designer clothing, to withdraw cash, to discharge personal debts, and to transfer money to his associates. Unemployment insurance fraud scheme. Beginning in approximately February 2020, Santos was employed as a regional director of a Florida-based investment firm, Investment Firm No. 1. By late March 2020, in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 in the United States, new legislation was signed into law that provided additional federal funding to assist out-of-work Americans during the pandemic. In mid-June 2020, although he was employed and was not eligible for unemployment benefits, Santos applied for government assistance through the New York State Department of Labor, NYSDOL, falsely claiming to have been unemployed since March 2020. From that point until April 2021, during which time Santos was working and receiving a salary on a near-continuous basis, and throughout his first unsuccessful run for Congress, he falsely affirmed each week that he was eligible for unemployment benefits when he was not. As a result, Santos fraudulently received more than $24,000 in unemployment insurance benefits. False statements to the House of Representatives. Santos, like all candidates for the House, had a legal duty to file with the clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives a financial disclosure statement, House Disclosures, before each election. In his House disclosures, Santos was personally required to give a full and complete accounting of his assets, income, and liabilities, among other things. He certified that his House disclosures were true, complete, and correct. In September 2022, in connection with his second campaign for election to the House, Santos filed a House disclosure, in which he vastly overstated his income and assets. In this House disclosure, he falsely certified that during the reporting period, he had earned $750,000 in salary from the Devolder Organization LLC, a Florida-based entity of which Santos was the sole beneficial owner. He had received between $1 million and $5 million in dividends from the Devolder Organization LLC. He had a checking account with deposits of between $100,001 and $250,000. Onda had a savings account with deposits of between $1 million and $5 million. These assertions were false. Santos had not received from the Devolder Organization LLC the reported amounts of salary or dividends and did not maintain checking or savings accounts with deposits in the reported amounts. Further, Santos failed to disclose that, in 2021, he received approximately $28,000 in income from investment firm number one and more than $20,000 in unemployment insurance benefits from the New York State Department of Labor. Santos is scheduled to be sentenced on February 7, 2025, and faces a mandatory minimum of 2 years in prison and a maximum of 22 years in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. As part of the guilty plea, Santos will pay restitution of $373,749.97 and forfeiture of $205,002.97. Trial attorneys Jacob Steiner and John Today of the Criminal Division's Public Integrity Section, and Assistant U.S. Attorneys Ryan Harris, Anthony Banuola, and Laura Zuckerwise for the Eastern District of New York are prosecuting the case. Former trial attorney Jolie Porter and litigation counsel Victor R. Salgado provided substantial contributions to the prosecution.